Hello, how are you? Are you good? All right, last week, some of you were here last week, yeah?
I was.
You were? All right, so here's some questions for you. You ready? See how we go. What is Superman's real name? Anyone know? Superman's real name, yes? Clark Kent. Very good, very good. I won't throw lollies out today. All right, what is Batman's real name?
Bruce Wayne,
well done. Give me five. All right. What is Robin's real name?
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson. Very good. Someone from the back. Okay, here's a tricky one. You ready? What is the Flash's real name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Nope. Got you tricked on that one, haven't I? What about Thor? What's Thor's real name? Chris Hemsworth. No, Thor's real name is Thor. That's actually his name. He just goes, he doesn't hide his superpower. He is Thor. All right, now you ready? I've got my super clothes on. You ready? Guess who I am? What am I?
Batman.
Hold on, let's see. Ta-da!
Yeah, you're Batman.
I'm Batman.
No, you're the Joker. Ah. And Batman.
I'm a little bit confused. So this isn't a superhero shirt. The guy at the shop said this was the best superhero shirt he could sell me. $25. No? Oh, it's not working. So Batman, the Joker, Robin, what do we got? The bat belt?
Shark repellent?
Yeah, the shark repellent. Always very handy. Hello, how are you? All right, you ready for a couple other quick questions? We've talked a bit about who are the superheroes, but who is Jesus?
Jesus is Jesus.
Fair enough. All encompassing. Thor is Thor. Jesus is Jesus. Fair enough. I get that. Anyone else for who is Jesus?
Jesus is God.
Jesus is God. Very good. Anyone else? Jesus is?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Jesus is the whole world.
Everywhere? Yeah. Omnipresent? Jesus is everywhere. Very good. We're going to learn a little bit about who Jesus is, and I've got a whole bunch of stuff for us to work through. You ready with that for the whole day? So you guys can stay down here on the pillows the whole morning, or you can go back with Mum and Dad, but you can stay on the pillows because I'll be coming and getting help from you lots and lots. I've got another superhero costume that I'll get dressed in during the service, and you can tell me if that's a better superhero costume than this one. All right, so out of 10, what's this superhero costume worth? Batman, is it out of 10? Is it 2, 3, 7?
Batman.
A score. Is it a good score? Do I look like a superhero wearing this t-shirt?
No.
So am I a 2 out of 10? A 0 out of 10. Okay, 0 out of 10.
0 with a 10.
Yeah, let's see how I go on the next one then. All right. If you have a look up on the big screen, we've got a whole bunch of people who ask that same question. Who is Jesus? And they're going to have a go at answering it. Let's have a look at what they say. Now, kids, do you want to help me out? Yes?
Yes.
All right. Have you got your superpowers?
Yes.
Power up.
It's helping you with the broken one. I've got my superpowers.
Down the back, where Lois, that lady that was just here, she's standing down there. We have got a whole bunch of Christmas boxes that haven't made it to the front. So would you like to go down and get them and bring them up the front for us? Off you go. And if anyone else has bought Christmas boxes today and they're still sitting with you, then now's the opportunity to bring them out the front. We're going to be praying for these soon and very soon. Thanks, kids. Excellent. They've gone. They've left me alone. Look at that. Well done. How are those muscles going? They're not too heavy. Here come more boxes. Oh, Holly, you've got 2. Oh, you did power up. Wow. You could have carried four. All right. Oh, well done. Good reach. All right, come back and grab a seat. How are we going, Lois? Is that everyone? That's it. All right. Now, kids, do you want to find out why we do the Christmas box appeal?
Yes.
All right, well, let's have a look at the screen again, and let's have a look at why. That's pretty cool, hey? Yeah? A man on the screen, he asked us to do one thing, and I want us to do it. You all right with that? Pray? All right, so what I want you to do is all stand up. I want you to stand in a circle so we can hold hands. Who wants to hold hands with me? Who's brave? Oh, thank you. Oh, well done. All right. Stand up. Oh, just put it on the floor for now. All right, come and hold hands here. Oh, okay, over there. All right, we got it. You going to come and join us? No, okay, all right. We're going to pray right now. And if you want to pray, you can pray out loud or you can pray quietly. Okay, so we're going to pray for all those boxes. 100 boxes. 100 kids being blessed. Yeah, 100. You don't have to count them all. No. Let's pray, okay? We're going to pray for those boxes. And all those kids are going to be touched by those boxes and those families and those communities. Sounds like a good idea?
It looks like
100. Okay, trust me. There's 100. I know. I get it.
I don't trust you.
Okay.
I don't trust you either.
Okay, thanks. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for these precious kids. They bring a smile to my face every day that I get to stand with them and have fun with them, even if they don't trust me. But Father, I pray, Lord God, for those boxes, for each and every one of those boxes, for every child that receives one of those boxes and the other 10 million boxes that will go out throughout the world. We pray, Lord God, that lives and families and communities would be impacted by love, grace, mercy, and your amazing truth. Lord, may many families come to know you, Lord Jesus. May that Bible that gets given to them be something incredible and amazing in their hands. May it just light up their lives. We thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you very much, kids. Hey, kids. How you doing today? You good? Come on down the front. Does this more look like a superhero outfit? That's a yellow outfit.
Wait, no, that's
a
lifesaver.
A lifesaver. If a lifesaver's not a hero, superhero.
Oh, they are.
They are. They rescue people and they save people. What do they save people from?
Sharks.
Sharks. If I do my job this afternoon, yes. I'm supposed to be up in the tower spotting any sharks so they don't come into our zone. And whales. We don't want whales in our zone either.
But they can knock you off.
They could. They're pretty big. They're bigger
they
than me. All right, so as a lifesaver, I'm a superhero, right? We got that right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, now, we're talking about superheroes and Jesus. Now, those guys up on the screen, they talked about some of the amazing things that Jesus did. What are some of the amazing things that you remember that Jesus did? Died on the cross. Yes. What else? What else did Jesus get up to? Some of the things they said on the screen. Anyone from the congregation? What else did Jesus do?
He healed people.
Yes.
Perform miracles.
Yes. Very good. Yes. All right. So, in amongst all that, the reason why Jesus did all those things was to do what? To show us that he loved us. Yeah, very good. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that Jesus loves you. So would you all agree that Jesus loves you?
Yeah.
You would? We would agree that? Would you guys agree that?
Yeah.
Jesus loves you? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes? All right. If you can all stand up again. I know I'm getting you to stand up and down a lot. Come and stand up. I'm going to teach you a song. You probably know this song already. And this song has actions. Who likes action songs?
No.
No. Okay, fair enough. Ollie, action songs? Or you can be the guy that watches me and see how many mistakes I make. How's that? Yeah, you like that one. Yeah, catch a donkey out. Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready? It's a very simple song. The first one, it starts with Jesus, the word Jesus. So what action do you think we could use for Jesus? Work with me here. What action would we go for Jesus? You've got a great memory, Jono. Yes, I've taught you this before, haven't I? All right, so yeah, the first one is Jesus. So if you grab a finger and hit your palm and then open that palm and hit that, that's Jesus. So Jesus, can you do that? Pretty quick. Very good. So Jesus, the next word is loves. What's an action for loves? Oh, you could do that one or that one. All right, you can do two. You can do the love heart one, which is very prominent these days all around the world, or loves. Okay, so Jesus loves me. What do you think is me? Me. Very good. Me. This I know. I know. Very good. Point to your brain. I know. And you flick your finger out. I know. Okay? I know. All right? So Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible. Ah, the adults have gone, oh, I know this song. The Bible tells me so. Can you do a little, like a piggy's tail. So, all right. So Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, little? Oh, okay, that little. Little ones? I'm just going by you guys. Little ones, to him belong. What's a word, action for belong? Or up, yes. What about a big hug? Yeah, big hug. Belong. To him belong. They are weak. What's the action for weak? Ugh. Yep, weak. Just dangle arms. Weak. But he is strong. Let's power up. There we go. Strong. It's not working on me, is it? Oh, it's working on you? How did that happen? Oh, my goodness. Whew. All right. So where are we up to? Strong. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Strong. Let's go back to being. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Ah, yes, my favorite bit. All right, yes. What do you think an action for yes is? Nod your head? You'd think that, wouldn't you? No. You grab your fist and go yes. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Go back to Jesus. Loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Oh, so there's one. You picked that one up, Ollie? I did that one just to make sure you knew what the mistake looked like. Okay, you ready? See how many mistakes I make. My grade one class got to 36 one song. All right, which is pretty good. They could count to 36. All right. All right, you ready for this? We're going to sing it. You know the songs now?
Yeah.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Another one? You know it, Lockie?
No, you're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong. Oh. All right, let's see how we go. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. All right. A little bit wrong. How many, Ollie?
One.
All right, let's see if we can do it again. We'll quicken it up because when we go quicker, those actions get quicker. You ready? You ready? Can do quicker? That was very melody, wasn't it? Jesus. All right, ready. One, two, three. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Half, a half, almost, oh, all right. I got one wrong again, drats. I'll get there one day. All right, well, we're going to have a couple more songs, and then I need your help again, so stay around, okay? All right.
We have a number of readings this morning from God's Word. The first one is from Matthew chapter 16, commencing at verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God."
This is John chapter 15, verse 12. "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command."
Thank you, kids, helping me out again today. I've got a couple more things for you to help me with in a minute. Question that keeps coming back again to again today, doesn't it, is who is Jesus? Who do you say Jesus is? And the reality is it doesn't matter what I say Jesus is, because that's all about what I understand. But it comes down to a very personal question for each and every one of us. Who do you say Jesus is? Who is Jesus to you? Is Jesus that list from the very beginning, all those ones? Who is Jesus for you? Some of those passages that we read today, Jesus even said it to his closest disciples, those who were walking with him. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say that I am? And they said, "Oh, well, there's the crowd says John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say another prophet." And he says, "Yeah, but who do you say I am?" He wanted them to own it for themselves, to make sure that they understood their understanding from head to heart on who Jesus was. Now, you guys, we've been looking at superheroes and that over the last little while, last 2 weeks, and it's great to have Spider-Girl and Bat-Girl here today. I appreciate that you could make it with everything that's happening in the world, that you could be here on a day such as this just to hang out with us. So appreciate that lots. If you could think for a moment about any superhero, and I'm asking the adults too, because I know adults have superhero fans as well, you know. You know someone that you wanted to be. If you could have any superhero in the world as your best friend, who would it be? If you could have any superhero in the world as your best friend, who would it be? Ollie, who would your superhero best friend be? Spider-Girl? Spider-Man. Oh, okay. Very good. Anyone else? Jono, who would you go? What superhero would be your best friend if you could have anyone? Who?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Oh, very, that's out of the box. That's a good one. Yes. Sorry?
Someone agrees.
Someone, you would like Green Lantern as well? All right. Batgirl, who would you go for? Batman? Oh, Batgirl. So you'd be friends, you'd just hang out with yourself? Very good. I like that. I like that. All right. So we've got a couple of passages from the Bible today where Jesus says things like, he's our friend. Greater love hath no man that gives up his life for a friend. So Jesus gave up his life for his friends. And Jesus died on the cross for who? Us. So Jesus considers us his friend. His friend. I'll go back to that question again. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Interesting study happened in 2015, and I'm just going to say a bunch of scientists, because the list of these type of scientists with these great big names, very impressive names, they've obviously been to university or something, and they were in all different realms of archaeology, pathology, forensics, and they took on this amazing study of who is Jesus. They went back, not in a time machine, but they went back historically, and they did a study on what the Galilean men looked like around the time of Jesus. And Michaela, can you stand up for a sec, please? I'm not saying you look like a Galilean man, but if you can just stand up for a sec. The average height... The average height, according to these scientists who studied, was that the average height of a Galilean man was 5'1". 5'1"? All right. So 5'1" is the average height of a Galilean man. How many of you were picturing Simon Peter as 6 foot tall?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a man of a mountain. He had a big... I saw it on the TV. He had red hair, big beard, massive man. 5'1", they reckon. 5'1". About Michaela's height. So shorties. Then they go into Jesus. I'm not much taller, I know. But they also went into understanding that they had curly hair. Now, all the pictures I've seen of Jesus is the blonde straight hair, the blue eyes, and the fair complexion. Nothing like what these guys were discovering on who Jesus really looked like. So they went into this whole study, and they went into other stuff about who Jesus was. They went into what he did. Who can remember what Jesus did?
Miracles.
Yeah, he did all that. But before he did all that, he had a job.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He was a carpenter. Now, apparently, carpenters weren't just carpenters. Like these days, what do you do? Oh, I'm a carpenter. Oh, I'm a bricklayer. Oh, I'm a house builder. In those days, it was all in one. So Jesus was called in. He wouldn't just make a chair. He could build a house. So he had to be good with stone, wood, and every other thing that they used in building places. And Jesus did a lot of work because the Romans were really naughty in that era. They kept going to places and destroying everything. So there's lots of work for carpenters and builders in Jesus' day. They kept going in and building new places. In fact, there was one place right near where Jesus grew up that they absolutely went in and totaled the whole place. They thought there were rebels there, and they wiped the whole place out, and then they went, that was a nice place for a town. We better build a new one. And so they got all these workers from that local area. Well, I'm not sure whether Jesus was one of the workers, but they brought all these guys in, and they built this beautiful Roman-looking place in the middle of this area near Nazareth. Interesting. And so they went into it and they tried to look at Jesus working with all these hard tools. Could you imagine working on wood every day with a saw and a plane and chisels? None of this power stuff that I have. And I get tired sawing trees with a chainsaw, let alone with a real saw, all day, or shifting great big stones. So they went into this whole study that Jesus was probably 5'1" tall. This is just generic, it's not factual. 5'1" tall, but as wide as me. Stocky. Not morbidly obese. My insurance company is getting a dirty letter from me calling me morbidly obese. Unbelievable. Stocky. Kids, on the count of three, say it with me. Stocky. Very good. Phew. Insurance company. How do they get off saying that? Anyway. So Jesus would have been stocky, strong from working with his hands all day, being on the tools and real tools, not this powered stuff. No complaining, his battery's dead. Stop work, my battery's dead. It was all hard work. So who is Jesus? This is the sort of lifestyle he came from. And then he got to that place where he did all those miracles. And then he went and died on the cross for us. And who did he die for again?
Us.
And he called us his friends. Now, one of the first questions I asked you was, if you could have any superhero to be your best friend, who would it be? Well, you know what? You've already got someone who's really powerful as your best friend, potentially. And what's his name? God, Jesus. Because he died on the cross for his friends. And he wants you to know that he loves you so much that he would do that. And those other passages that we talked about that were beautifully read out is that he talks to us to go and do his work, but then he says, but I will be with you until the end of the age. To the end of the age. So if Jesus says he's going to be with us, when is he going to be with us? All the time. all the time. Can you believe, once upon a time, I was as small as you? And I went to Sunday school. And at Sunday school, I had a teacher. His name was Don Nicholson. All right? He was an old guy. Nothing like me. He probably was younger than me. But when I was your age, I thought he was an old guy. Anyway, he used to talk to us about Jesus being everywhere. Everywhere. And as a young person, that used to mess my head up. How could Jesus be everywhere? How could Jesus be with me when I was in go-karts? How many people remember go-karts? Yep. We used to make go-karts. When I grew up in Mount Gravatt, we were down in Mount Gravatt during the week visiting my family, and Jamie made the comment of, boy, this place has got a lot of hills. It's just that the Sunshine Coast has nothing, certainly in the Kwinana area, but Mount Gravatt has a lot of hills, and it was great for go-karts, except for those pesky four-wheel car truck things that were on the road. But we make these go-karts out of just bits of wood, because when you went to the fruit shop, you didn't get a lot of your fruit in cardboard boxes. You got them in wooden boxes. How many remember them? Yeah, wooden boxes. So we would get the wood out of these boxes, and we'd make go-karts, and we'd sometimes put seats on them if you were really rich. Otherwise, you put a bit of cardboard on as a seat. And then you'd grab a bit of string and you'd nail that to this bit of the wood with the wheels. And you know where you got the wheels from? Your mother's laundry trolley. Exactly. And you had to do it really quick in case mum found out that you were pinching the wheels off her laundry trolley. So you know what a laundry trolley is? Yeah, when mum takes all the, or dad takes the laundry out, all right, and he hangs it up, those wheels, we used to take them off mum's laundry trolley and put them on our go-karts. Do you reckon they'd be really good for going down big steep hills? No, not so good. Not so good. A lot of crash and burns. So we would do this in the go-karts. And one thing about going down a hill in a go-kart, it's really fast and fun. But when you get down the bottom, guess what you got to do? You got to take it all the way back up the top. And so one day, I was thinking about this, and I'm going, okay. And so I said to Mr. Nicholson, one day he's doing this talk to us. I was Ollie and Lockie, more Lockie at the moment. Where's Lockie? How you doing, Lockie? This is why, Lockie, you give me such a good time, because I used to do it to Mr. Nicholson. So one day when you become a pastor, there will be someone chatting to you. Mr. Nicholson got up and said, Jesus is your best friend. He is with you wherever you go. And I put up my hand. Is Jesus with us at school? And he goes, yes, Jesus is with you at school. I said, is Jesus with us when we're go-karting? Yes, Jesus is with you when you're go-karting. And I said, excellent. Next time we go down the bottom, it's his turn to take it up. Mr. Nicholson didn't think that was very funny. Do you think I was missing the point a little bit? That Jesus had to take the go-kart up the hill? Jesus wanted to do other things with us. So, Jesus, yeah, sorry parents about the go-kart. Thanks, Nate. You're on holidays. But Jesus was with us. Just don't take the wheels. I'll let you know. When my mum found out that I took the wheels off the trolley, that was belting number 428. I didn't sit down for 3 days. Ouch. My mum. Don't mess with her laundry trolley, tell you what. Jesus is with us in and through all these things of life, in and through everything that we were about. And that's a simple message for us today, but we have a powerful friend in Jesus. In the pastor's pen today, we talk about that old song. What a friend we have in Jesus. How does it go? All our to bear. Everything to him in prayer. That's the Jesus that we've got as a friend. What a friend we've got in Jesus, who's there for us to talk to and to pray with and to have him fill us with his Holy Spirit to enable us to live and be alive in and through this world. What a powerful friend we have. His name is Jesus. God bless you. I do want to say one more thing, which I'd left out of my notes, but I've done a lot of reading thanks to Brendan. And I came across this bit. When people have done studies about who Jesus is, you know, there's one of the biggest sections in libraries is books on Jesus. I just want to read this. This is amazing. As the band gets ready, it says, modern scholarship further muddies the picture of who we see Jesus as. If we pursue the academics of books available in a seminary bookstore, you may encounter Jesus as a political revolution, a magician who married Mary Magdalene, a Galilean charismatic, a rabbi, a peasant Jewish cynic, a Pharisee, an anti-Pharisee, an Essene, an eschatological prophet, a hippie in the world of Augustinian coffee-drinking yuppies, or a hallucinogenic leader of a sacred mushroom cult. You thought you knew who Jesus was, didn't you? Serious scholars write these works and of little embarrassment. This is this. Anyone who knows the name of a guy called Norm Evans? Norm Evans? Not a lot of gridiron fans? Okay. Norm Evans played for the Miami Dolphins. He wrote a book called On God's Squad. And he writes this. I guarantee you that Christ would have been the toughest guy who ever played our game. If he was alive today, I would picture him at 6'6", not 5'1", 6'6", 260 pounds, and he would be the defensive tackle, and he would always make the big plays every day, and it would be hard to keep it out of the back line, like people like myself. And then another guy called Fritz Peterson of the New York Yankees talks about Jesus in his book, and he says, I firmly believe that if Jesus was sliding into second base today, he would knock the second baseman into left field, break it up into a double play, and steal home as he slid into home base. Is that your picture of Jesus? Of course not. We all know if Jesus was alive today, he'd play halfback for the Broncos, full forward for the Lions, he'd be a tennis ace, he'd be a swimmer of nth degree, he'd be a super life-saving genius, he'd play lawn bowls, and he'd do it all while looking after his dear mother who needed his support. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.